There's a tidal wave of my spirit coming to the shores of this nation once again. And for those who have ears to hear, they're already beginning to pick up the beginnings of the surge, the beginnings of something new, something fresh. But if you look beyond the moment, there is a tidal wave that is gathering. It's going to come across the shores of this nation once again. This tidal wave won't be a repeat of the past. It won't look like something that has been done or happened before. But the way in which my spirit moves and works will be new and fresh. You won't be able to guess what's going to happen next, because my word says that my spirit is like the wind, that it moves this way and that way, and you can never tell which way it's coming from. But if you have ears to hear, then you'll be ready to flow with my spirit whichever way it blows, without putting restrictions or limitations, saying you must work this way or that way, otherwise it's not the move of God that we're expecting or waiting for or believing for or living for. Don't restrict me by thinking I have to move in certain ways or do things in your paradigms, because I'm going to supersede anything you have ever seen on the shores of this nation. I will never do anything smaller and lesser than I've done before. I only do something greater, because the latter glory of how I work in this nation will outshine any former glories of what you've read about, heard about, or even seen and touched and been in yourselves. So I'm reviving the things of my spirit in the body, in the church, but also raising up the dimension of my word in the church, because this move is going to be a move of my spirit and my word working together that will supersede anything that you've known and heard of before. So there is a tidal wave coming to the shores of this nation. Those who have ears to hear will be moved by this tidal wave. They will move with this tidal wave. But for those who don't have ears to hear and are looking for me to do this or that in their ways, they'll get overtaken by this tidal wave because it doesn't fit their parameters or fit their paradigms. So I want you to open up your heart and your spirit. I want you to open up your life in a fresh way to say, God, do what you want to do in the way that you want to do it. But find this vessel, find this living stone available for however you want to move and however you want to blow and release your spirit in these days. As my spirit moves across this nation, it will touch every facet of society, every level of society, every corridor of power, every street where there's a dwelling. My spirit will leave nothing uncovered and nothing untouched in this nation. I want you to live with an expectancy that this is the day, this is the hour for this fresh wave of my spirit to move right across this nation. This is a move that will touch every facet of society, young and old. Every tongue, every color, every tribe, every creed. This will bring my body, my church together in a way that is unprecedented. This won't be a move that just raises up another denomination or another network. This move will cover and go across every denomination and every network, every non-denomination, every denomination. Anybody that is open will move with me. And it will be like my church will be one church in this nation. The identity will be Jesus and who he is in this nation, moving by my spirit in an unprecedented manner of way. It won't be about tribe or tongue and what are you part of and what am I part of. This will be a kingdom move of my spirit, a kingdom move of my spirit. Churches will be filled. Venues will be filled. Stadiums will be filled. Open places will be filled with people gathering A new hunger is rising up in my body in these days. A new hunger to know me, not just for my hand to my mood to move, but a new hunger to know me. A greater depth of intimacy will be one of the marks of this move of my spirit in this day. A mark of intimacy where there's a hunger to know me, an intimacy for me. The secret place will become the place of hunger and the place of desire. This will not be a move of entertainment where people fill buildings and places because they just love the atmosphere and love the music or love the preaching. People will come together because they love me and they want to know me, and they want me to infuse every fiber of their being with who I am. It'll be a place of attraction where literally who I am amongst my people will attract the world to who I am amongst my people. But it's a day of mission as well, where my people live as a sent people. So as well as the world coming, my church is going to be going. And as my church goes, the world will come. It'll be interchangeable. It'll be interlinked. They'll be going. They'll be coming. They'll be coming. They'll be going. And the going will be in the power of my Holy Spirit, with the gospel of my kingdom fired on the inside of people's bellies, like Jeremiah saying, I could not keep his word shut up in my bones. That's the nature of who I am on the inside of my church in these days. That my word will be like a fire down on the inside of you. I've got to release what God is doing on the inside of me. That will be the cry of the church. I've called you to be one of those places, one of those gateways, one of those entrance points. Wherever you are as a people, there is a gateway, there is an entrance point. Wherever you gather, there is an entrance point. In a home, in a building, wherever you meet, there's a gateway, there's an entrance point. Because the building is not the entrance point, you are the entrance point of what I want to release from heaven on earth. Your life is an entrance point. This body is an entrance point for my glory to be revealed. And my purpose is to be unfolded. But this tidal wave is not just a wave that is part of several waves that will crash in and go out, crash in and go out. This tidal wave will cover not just the shores of this nation, but this tidal wave will move across every county, every region. It'll impact every city in this land. Are you ready? Are you ready for me to move? Do you sense the surge of my spirit beginning to rise on the inside of your life? Do you have ears to hear? Do you have ears to hear? Do you have ears to hear? Do you have ears to hear what my spirit is saying in these days? Do you have ears to hear the surging that is going on in my spirit? Just the preparation for this tidal wave to move right across this nation. Open up your heart. Open up your life. Give yourself afresh to me. Because the days are just about upon you when you will say, I just don't have time to do that anymore because I'm so caught up with this of what God is doing. I don't have time just to pursue that any longer. And you'll find I don't want to pursue that because God is doing this. And you'll find what I am doing, that's what will fill your mind. That's what will fill your heart. That's what will fill your desires. That was what will fill your imagination. That's what will fill your time. Do you see this tidal wave? Do you sense the surge of my spirit? Do you see this tidal wave of my spirit? Do you sense the surge of my spirit building and rising. It starts on the inside of you, rising up, this sense, this surge, this now is the time. Something's happening. Something is rising up on the inside. And as it rises up on the inside of you, that's a discerning, an expectation, a getting ready for this tidal wave of my spirit to work right across this nation. And this tidal wave won't just be a move that lasts for a week or two or a month or two that will just get believers gathering. It means to consume who I am. This is a move that's going to go out onto the streets with life and power and freedom and deliverance. This won't just be a move to make people comfortable by serving them in a nice way as a nice church. No, this move is about my power being released. It's about my kingdom being released. It's about my power going out into the streets of this nation, into cities and regions and towns and villages, to bring deliverance and freedom and salvation to the captives so that they might go free. That's my heart. That's the burning nature of my heart for your nation. I love this nation. I died for this nation. I laid my life down for this nation. And my heart burns for the salvation of this nation. It burns for the people in this land. I see every abuse. I see every addiction. I see every captivity. I hear every cry right now coming into my throne room. And what moves me must move my church. What moves the head must move the body. And so you must open your heart and your life to me in these days so that what is in my heart can infuse yours. What is going on in my throne room as I rise from my throne to move once again in an unprecedented way on the earth. Open your heart and your life, because there's a download of heaven coming into your life in these days. Not just in these moments, but in these days. A download of my heart into yours. A download of my heart into my body. In every body, in every place, each body that is open, there'll be a download. It'll be a download of love. It'll be a download of compassion. It'll be a download of life and freedom. It'll be a download of power being released on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we praise your name. We exalt your name. Father, we want to be part of what you're doing. We don't want to be on the peripherals watching something from coming in from the horizon and it comes in and we're not there. Father, we want to be right at the heart of what you're doing. We want to be in the middle of what you're doing. That's our heart, Father. We want to be right where you are, what you're doing, how you're working, how you're moving. Father, I just pray that you would find us as a people, as a church, open to the things of your spirit, that any paradigms we have, or maybe you just need to say this to the Lord now. God, in any way that I might be thinking, this is how you should be moving, or this is what the next thing is going to look like. This is how, just say, God, I strip away all that stuff right now. I don't want to put any restrictions, any limitations on what I think you moving should look like. Father, would you determine in me what it looks like? Would you define in me what it looks like, you moving? Jesus, 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 Jesus. Would you be the captain of this ship, Father? Would you be the one that sets the direction and the tone? Would you be the one that navigates us into uncharted waters, places we've never been to with you before? When you say you're doing something new, new means we've never seen it and known it before. We don't know the pathway, it's untrodden paths. Would you take us on these untrodden paths in our own lives personally, but together as a body? Would you take us into uncharted waters? Would you take us through these untrodden paths? Would you take us to places we've never known before? Because when you say you're doing something new, Father, we don't want to limit you or restrict you in any way, but do something new in us, do something new amongst us. We know you are doing that at the moment, but Father, continue to do it, continue to do it, continue to do it. I'm assuming everybody in here, you're here tonight because you wanted to come tonight. Because you chose to be here. Because there's a hunger in your heart. There's a desire in your heart. One, to know him. Two, because you wanted to pray. I want to be it there. I want to pray. I want to pray the purposes of God. Maybe there's some here, some who couldn't be here tonight for practical reasons. They literally couldn't. But maybe there's some in the church that decided, oh, I'm just not going to go. And our heart is that everybody burns with God's heart. Everybody burns with his heart. Everybody burns with his heart. Let's just pray that. Just pray for a few moments. You don't have to be loud about it, but just pray from your heart. Father, would you burn in every one of our lives, in this church, in every congregation. Would you burn in every one of us your heart? What is burning in your heart? Would you burn in every one of our hearts and lives? Would you start with me, Father? Would you burn in me right now your heart? Would you infuse your heart in me as it is in yours, Father? What moves you? What stirs you? Would you stir that in me? Would you move that in me right now, Father? I don't want to live with my movement and with my stirrings. I want to live with your movings and your stirrings, Father. The things that move you, would you move me? The things that stir you, would you stir me, Father? Would you start with me, and then would you work out through me to others, in every one of us in this room? Would you move in us right now and then move through us, that something infectious moves through the whole body, that a fire spreads through the whole body, that every person begins to be consumed and fired and stirred and moved with your heart in the way that your heart is stirred and moved. Would you burn every apathy out of us as a church? Would you burn every apathy out of us as a church? Forgive us in any way where we're lukewarm. Forgive us in any way where we're half-hearted. Forgive us in any way where we just tip our hat to you. Forgive us in any way where we just give you the fag ends of our lives, Father, instead of surrendering our lives fully. Father, would you forgive us where we just knock down a couple of gears instead of living in top gear with you? Father, would you have mercy upon us first of all? And would you move us as a people? Move us as a people, Father. Move us as a people, Father, in every congregation, that the fire of your spirit, not an emotion, but the fire of your spirit, would move through us as a people. Consume us in a way we've never known before, Jesus. That our hearts would burn. Our hearts would burn with you. Set us on fire so that the world comes and watches us burn. And I say, we want that. We want that. We want that. We want that God. We want that Jesus. We want who you have. Oh, you just pray out whatever you need to pray out right now. You just let God know whatever's in your heart. Burn in me, consume me, take over. Whatever you need to pray, you just pray. You respond to the Holy Spirit right now. Surrender, you can lay your life down, you can do whatever for the next few minutes, but you just cry out from your heart your response to the Holy Spirit in terms of the prophetic word that he's given, the things he's saying, what we're praying. You just respond to him, but don't be silent. Don't be silent at this moment, and just think, just express right now. Let him hear your heart. Just pour your heart out to him. Pour your heart out to him. As you pour your heart out to him, he will pour his heart into you. As you pour your heart out, he will pour his heart out into you. It only takes one to start a fire. It only takes one to start a fire. It only takes one to start a fire. Two, three, four, 10, 50, 100. What kind of fire would that look like? The fire at work in you will be contagious. We'll catch somebody else in the body on fire. Fire dries things out and then burns the things, consumes. It's easy for the things of the world and schedules and everything else to, that's like dew or rain on our lives. It causes wet and damp and, but as God burns in our lives, as we invite Him and say, God, I want to burn with Your life. I want the fire of Your Spirit to be at work. I want Your heart to stir and to move me. Then the heat of that, the intensity of that, that dries out some stuff in your life. It deals with some apathy. It deals with lukewarmness. It deals with stuff that we just do in life, and it's not necessarily wrong, but it just takes up time. And when you find your heart is captured, you don't want to do those things, and now you want to live in a different way because something of your heart's being captured in a fresh way. And it's like things dry out in your life. Then they begin to burn with who He is. And as that happens in you, then things around you, people around you who maybe aren't going through the same thing, the wetness of their life begins to be affected by the fire that is in your life. And that fire and the heat of what God's doing begins to have an effect on others, and it begins to kind of dry things out in their lives. They begin to catch on fire in a fresh way, and then the body begins to burn in a stronger, and that fire spreads through the body, and then that fire begins to be contagious, consuming more and more and more and more people. And as we go into the world in different ways, the fire of His Spirit then begins to consume all the stuff that's out there in people's lives. The possibilities are limitless. The possibilities are limitless. The possibilities are limitless. I am an unlimited God, the God of the impossible. And I choose to burn in your lives. And as you open up your heart and your life, the impossible becomes possible. The limitations are thrown off into the unlimited nature of who I am. So throw the walls off your life. Throw the restrictions off. Throw the things off that easily entangle you. The stuff that holds you back, throw them off right now. Throw those things off right now. Throw that thinking off of, well, who am I? Throw it off right now. It's more about who am I in you rather than who am I as a person. Throw off that thinking of, well, who am I, God? And clothe yourself with who I am. Throw off fear. Throw it off right now. Fear of, what could this look like? What's God going to get me to do? Throw it off right now. Because I go before You and I go behind You. I lead You into things, but I am with You. Open up your heart for a new adventure. A new adventure of discovering more of who I am and how I can work in you and through you. It's a new adventure of discovery, discovering how I work in a life, in a family, in a household, in a community, in a town, a region, a nation. What I'm about to do in this nation has not been written about before, because this is something new. Something new. Something new. Something new. Something new. Something new. New things I declare to you. Do you not perceive it? The surging of My Spirit rising up on the inside of you. A tidal wave coming, moving right across the shores of this nation and into the heart of this land. The day is not too far away where every person in this nation will hear the gospel of my kingdom, and they will have an opportunity to accept or reject. But every person in this nation will hear the gospel in some way or other, and they will have the choice to accept or to reject. That day is coming. That day is coming. That day is coming. That day is connected with a boldness that my church will live in and move in. There'll be a boldness in the believers in this land that won't be a self-righteous boldness. It won't be an arrogant boldness. It'll be a boldness that is clothed with love and compassion. It'll be a boldness of no compromise, but that no compromise will be clothed with love. Not judgment, not accusation. But that boldness will come. Faith expressed through love. A boldness that deals with the fear of man and what they might think about me, my life, or you or your life. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. You're turning up the heat. You're turning up the heat. You're turning up the heat. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. 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 Let's stand to our feet. We praise your name. We praise your name. Just rise to your feet now. Lift your hands in the air. Let's exalt him. We praise your name. Let's give him adoration. We praise your name. We magnify you. Father, we exalt you over our lives. We exalt you over this nation. Father, we praise your name. Exalt him over this nation, over every city, county, region. We exalt your name, Jesus. You are King. You are Lord. This nation belongs to you. You purchased this nation on the cross. As you shed your blood, you had this nation in your heart, and you hung there on the cross with your blood flowing, having been whipped and beaten and abused, and you hung there. And even as you said to those, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing, that cry was the same thing going over our nation. Father, would you forgive that nation, for they don't know what they're doing. Father, we thank you for a blood-washed nation. We thank you that you died to bring salvation to our nation. You died to set the captive free. You died to liberate and forgive and to restore and to redeem. You purchased this nation for God. And we thank you that this is a blood-washed nation. A blood-washed nation. A blood-washed nation, Jesus. Just see this nation in your mind's eye. The shape of Great Britain and Ireland. Just see it like blood just flowing down, red flowing down, covering every city, town, region, county. The place being blood soaked, being purchased for God. Father. Father, we praise your name. We praise your name. Father, we just pray right now for the church in this nation to live in the power of the gospel of your kingdom. Father, we pray right now for the church in this nation to live in the power of the gospel of the kingdom. The kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom. That we would live in the power of the gospel of your kingdom. the gospel being preached and declared, with signs and wonders following, the gospel of the kingdom, like we see in Acts chapter 2, that is fueled by love, which is fueled by love, which is fueled by love, which is fueled with your love, laying down our lives to one another, that the world may see loving one another, that the world may see living in the power of the gospel of your kingdom. The people are being sent, the sent people. Father, we pray right now that the church in this nation would live as a sent people. Dead to self, but alive in Christ. The church is coming alive in this nation. The church is coming alive in this nation. The church is coming alive in this nation. The church is coming out of death. The church is coming out of slothfulness. The church is coming out of being its light being hidden under a lampshade. The church is rising. The church is coming alive. It's time for the church to be that city on a hill that God has mandated the church to be. It's time for the church to be light and salt, salt and light to the world in a way that God has destined it to be. The church is coming alive. The church is coming alive. The church is coming alive. We prophesy that over the church in this nation. We prophesy life in Jesus' name. We say, rise from the dead. Rise out of apathy. Rise out of slothfulness. Rise out of slumber. Come out from under the lampshade of whatever it is. Come out of fear. And we say to the church, rise up in Jesus' name. Come to life in Jesus' name. Move in the things of God. Move in the things of the Spirit. Father, we thank you. Oh, we thank you, Jesus, all over this nation. God gave Pastor Colin that picture of that orchard. And you just, in my mind's eyes, we've been praying. I've seen trees that just seem to be with their branches out, but just seems a sense of, oh, the life has gone, yesteryear. But as God is working and moving, and as the church beginning to rise and pray and respond to the word of the Lord, the moving of the Spirit, it's like some of these trees that have been dead, it's like they're coming alive. It's like instead of everything being drooping down, it's beginning to lift up. It's beginning to come alive. It's like there's a new day. There's a new time. Something fresh is happening. Where there's churches that have been struggling, they've been seeking to see things happen, but it just feels like hard work or pushing water uphill. It's like the light of God afresh is coming, and that light enables new growth and a new life to be released. And it's like, again, there's trees that are just being lifted and encouraged, coming alive in a fresh way. It's like hope has returned where hope has been lost into the church. It's a new day. It's a new time. It's a new hour. It's like God's parting the clouds over his orchard, where the enemy has sought, or darkness has sought, to crowd out the light and say to the church, your time is finished. The hour is gone. You have missed it. And God is saying, no, no, no. It's my time, my hour. It's like the clouds are parting in a fresh way, and the light of who he is is beginning to be revealed. And you know what it's like when you see a sped up video of a plant or something, you know, that grows, and you see a what do they call it when a video goes fast, the time lapse thing, and you see how something that was drooped or just there, you know, in time lapse, suddenly it comes alive, it lifts, it's full of life, it blossoms, it flowers, it's fruitful, and the whole scene changes. That's what God is doing. That's what God's doing. He's changing the scene. He's changing the scene. He's changing the scene. It's a scene change going on in God's drama of salvation. It's a scene change. And that scene change is not just with us. It's in the whole nation. Across the whole nation. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Even tonight, some of what's going on, some people might be thinking, hang on, I thought we were coming for a VIP. In my mind, that was going to be praying for this, this, and this. Maybe God's version of a VIP tonight is a bit different, because he's saying, no, you've got to give me space to do whatever I want to do the way I want to do it. And if you respond to me, then I'll do whatever I want to do the way I want to do it. You just need to be available as a people for me to do whatever I want to do the way that I want to do it. Don't box me in. Don't say, well, I'm going to that because it's probably going to be like this. And when you get to the this, it's actually like that. And I think, well, I didn't think that because I was thinking this. And God's saying, no, exactly. Because my that is not your this. And my this is not your that. Father, we praise your name. We exalt your name. We exalt your name. God's doing something in us tonight. God's doing something amongst us tonight. God's spoken to us about households, families coming to know him. From the toughest estates to the most rural areas of our region. He's spoken about the fabric of society being changed. Government, laws, even policy shaped again, once again by the truth of his word. Does anybody believe that? He's spoken to us about the amount of abortions, abuse, divorce, suicides being in decline because of what he's doing. If there's a tidal wave of his kingdom, or whatever, how we describe it, moving across this nation once again, the amount of abortions must lessen, the amount of abuse must decline, the amount of divorces must go down, the amount of suicides must decline, addictions must be broken, and miracles must become a part of everyday life. Where God moves, everything that's not of him must be moved out of the way. So we take authority right now over the spirit of abortion, the spirit of death that seeks to take out generations. We command the spirit of death right now to be broken over our nation, over this generation coming up. Spirit of death, we take authority over you right now. In Jesus' name, we command your power to be broken over this generation, over society right now, in Jesus' name. We come against every spirit of abuse that seeks to steal, kill, and destroy lives. We command that spirit of abuse right now to be broken over this nation, to be broken right now. Your hold to be loosened off this nation, shattered and broken right now, in Jesus' name. The spirit of divorce to separate, divide, and kill family, we bind you right now, in Jesus' name. We command and render you powerless, in Jesus' name. We take authority over every spirit of suicide, every spirit of death. We command you broken right now, in Jesus' name. We are not having trends of suicide in villages, towns, or cities in our nation. We command you, suicide, to be broken right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We come against addictions, drugs, alcohol, pornography. We come against addictions of gambling. We come against every addiction right now. We come against you right now. We break every power of addiction in Jesus' name. We are not going to be a nation under addiction, but instead we proclaim freedom to our nation. Freedom to our nation. Freedom to our nation. Freedom to our nation. Oh, England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, we declare freedom to you in Jesus' name. Freedom in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that you've spoken to us when you said, what do you see? What do you see? Father, we said miracles being part of everyday life. And to see those things change, it needs your miracle working power. So Father, we thank you for miracles being part of everyday life. As this surge of your spirit rises, as this wave, this tidal wave moves across this nation, Father, we declare miracles being part of everyday life. Miracles of everyday life, breaking the power of the enemy, setting people free, and bringing them into their destiny with you. We praise your name. 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 Can you see it? Can you see it? Can you see it? Can you see it in your spirit? Can you see it in your spirit? God is saying, come on, see things how I see them from my perspective. Can I change a nation in a day? Can I change a nation in a day? The nations are like a drop in the bucket. Like a drop in a bucket to me. The ruach, the breath of my spirit is unstoppable. It's an unstoppable force that I'm releasing in your nation. Open the sails of your life. Make sure the mast is held secure and the rigging is tight, because as I blow by my spirit, it's going to be so forceful, so powerful, so life transforming. Nothing can stand against me and what I will be doing. Do you believe that I can move in the corridors of power? Do you believe that I can move in the corridors of power? In those that see themselves as the decision makers? Do you believe that I can move in the corridors of power? My word says, pray for your leaders. Pray for those who govern and lead. So Father, we exalt right now our government. We exalt, we lift our government before you, and we exalt you over our government. We lift David Cameron before you right now. It doesn't matter whether we agree with him or not. He is our Prime Minister. We pray for him, and he needs saving like anybody else needs saving. So Father, we lift him before you right now. Father, we ask you, in the same way you've had mercy upon us, would you have mercy upon him? We thank you, Jesus, you've come to save, not to judge. And we thank you for the release of your salvation in his life, in his family, in the corridors of power. Father, we thank you that you said to us to see laws, statutes, policies being shaped by the truth of your word once again. Father, firstly, we ask you to move in these people's lives, both men and women, in corridors of power, that their knees would bow to you in a fresh way, not bow to another religion, not bow to a philosophy, not bow to the power of certain lifestyles, not bow to the power of man, bow to the power of who you are. Father, we lift our leaders before you. We pray for them, for revelation of you, for your wisdom to be downloaded into their lives. We thank you, you uncover every unrighteousness that's going on, that you have placed believers in all these places, as you always do. You know where to put people at the right time for the right things. And Father, we thank you that you move your people. Some of those people might be in this room right now, in other churches in Horsham and around this southeast region. Father, we thank you, you position your people in those corridors of power and influence to be the voice, to be the man or the woman in that moment. It's just going to help shape something, trigger something, release something, say something. We thank you for Josephs and Daniels being raised up in the church in these corridors of power. Josephs and Daniels, we just call them forth right now. We just call forth all the Josephs and all the Daniels that are going to be raised up within those corridors of power to begin to lead, to begin to influence, begin to live as a prophetic person in those corridors of power. We just command those Daniels and those Josephs, come forth, come forth, come forth, come forth, come forth, wherever you are, come forth and come into your destiny right now in these days. Those in business, areas of business, entrepreneurial people, we just call you right now, rise up in these days. Those in business, godly men and women who have a call to business, we just call you up into everything God has for you in this day, in the business world, in the finance world, in those corridors of influence, those places of influence. We just call you right now to become CEOs, to become leaders of companies, to become leaders in your world, in your environment, that place of calling and destiny. People in this church, we just say, rise up into those places now. Other churches in Horsham, rise up into those places. Churches in this southeast region, rise up into those places. Daniels and Josephs, Esthers, right now in this day, rise up to go before the king, the queen, those in influence and power. Daniels, Josephs, and Esthers, now is your time. Rise up in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your hand upon those men and women, your protection around their lives. We just draw a bloodline around their lives. They will not be taken out in any way, shape, or form. They will not be hindered with what you're doing. It's going to bring influence at the highest level in our nation. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. God's not moving in the shallows tonight. He's moving in the deep end tonight. God said, I'm going for the deep tonight. I'm going way out there in the deep tonight. Because it's time for my church to live and operate in the deep. Yes, get into the shallow end to bring people off the beach and into the depths of who I am. But I'm moving in the depths. That's where my church is going, into the depths. The shipping lanes of life, where everything's going on. And I'm taking my church out into the shipping lanes of life, where everything's being contended for. Lives, society, the direction of the nation, in the shipping lanes of life. My church is no longer to be in the harbor having a refit. It's time to be out in the shipping lanes of life, where there are storms, where there's opposition, where there's a lot of traffic and challenge and everything else going on, competition for who's in charge, who's doing what. But I'm bringing my church out into the shipping lanes of life. And like Jesus on the boat with the disciples, in the midst of the storm, my church is there to bring calm. Out of what looks like destruction and sinking and fear and scaremongering, as Jesus stood up in the boat and commanded the storm to be still, I'm going to cause my church to stand up in the midst of the shipping lanes of life and bring calm, stillness. Are you available and willing to be one of those people where you say, God, I don't want to stay in the safety of the harbor. I want to go out into the shipping lanes of life. Are you one of those who want to be in the shipping lanes of life? Because that's where I'm taking this church. That's where I'm taking my church, my people, out into the shipping lanes of life. You have a choice to stay on board and to go where I'm going, or you have a choice to step off and stay in the comfort of your Christianity. Or you can come out into the shipping lanes of life with me and see what I will do. In your day, in this time, and in this hour, we praise your name. We exalt your name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We praise your name. 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 Just exalt him, exalt him, exalt him, exalt him. Just praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. He inhabits the praises of his people. He comes amongst the praises of his people. He reveals himself in the praises of his people. He walks amongst those who praise him and give him adoration. Father, we praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. Father, we lift every one of our young people and children right now. Something else God said, young people standing up with a vision, a purpose, leaders in their generation. Father, we just lift every one of our young people, children towards you. In the turmoil of their generation, being pulled this way and that, what they have come to know as normal, which was not normal a few years ago, maybe in some of our generations, what was not acceptable or seen as okay a few years ago, is now just considered, well, they don't know anything else, it's now their normal. What is not normal in one generation becomes normal in the next because of the decline. So, Father, we pray for our children and young people that you would strengthen them with spiritual backbone. That firstly, they would know you intimately. They would know you as their God. Not because of us as parents, but they would know you themselves. Father, we pray for the fire of your Holy Spirit to burn deep within their lives. That we would have young people and children that burn with you in their lives. Captivated with you. Wisdom beyond their years. Wisdom beyond their years. A boldness beyond their years. A courage beyond their natural stature, and a strength that is beyond their natural ability. We speak to our young people and children. Be who God has called you to be in this generation. Leaders, those with a purpose, a deep conviction of who God is. To stand in the face of false religions, ideologies and lifestyles. A people of mercy, grace and love, but yet a people of no compromise. We just say to our children and young people, be who God has called you to be. Father, we want to champion our young people, champion our children, encourage them, believe in who they are in you. Say, guys, we're right with you. Let's move together in the things of God. We want to help you, champion you, support you in your generation. What was not normal in ours has become normal in yours. So we want to strengthen you. We want to encourage you. We want to build into your lives so that you can stand in the storm of your generation and say, be still. Be still. In the shipping lanes of this generation. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. We exalt your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. This is not a dream tonight. This is not a vain hope. This is the sound of the very heartbeat of God. It's not a dream or a vain hope. This is the heartbeat of God that he is expressing in and through our lives. This is what we see, because this is what God sees about our nation, our cities, our towns, our region. This is what he sees. We don't live in a God-forsaken nation. We live in a nation that God has made promises over. That he has not finished with this nation in any way, shape, or form. But once again, the Ruach of God, the breath of God, is just coming, beginning to, you know, you can sense it, it's beginning to rise, beginning to rise, beginning to rise. surge of God's beginning to rise. But that Ruach is about to come upon our nation in a fresh way. And there is nothing, no hell, no demon, no principality or power will be able to stand against the Ruach of God, the breath, the life of God being released in our nation once again. How many of you believe it here tonight? This is who our God is. This is who you have on the inside of you. This is the spirit by which we live. This is the spirit of faith that we're speaking about tonight. This is what you have on the inside of you. It's not a hope or a vain dream or a vain hope or whatever we said it was. It's the very heartbeat of God. Father, we praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. Just turn to somebody else. One person each. Just pray for them. Thank God for them. As you pray for them, say, find out their name if you don't know who they are. But just thank God for them. Say, Father, I thank you for Mary. Father, I thank you for John. I thank you for Pete. Father, I thank you for that, your hand upon their life. Father, would you increase the fire of who you are in their life? So don't just pray a nice prayer, but lay hands on them, pray for them, bless them right now. But just pray for an increase of the fire of God in their lives right now. Come on, guys, let's go for it. Release something from your spirit into their spirit right now, into their life right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't just pray a nice prayer over someone. Just smack your hand, get your hands on them and say, Father, I thank you for the fire of God being released afresh. Your fire burning in this person. Let your fire burn in this person. Let your fire burn them. Consume them with your fire afresh. Consume them with your fire afresh. There's a release right now. Release right now. Release right now. Fire in this person. In their bones, in the fiber of their being, in the core of who they are. Fire right now, the fire of your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is not about loads of nice words. This is about something being released. Fire, 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 fire being released. The fire that brings boldness, the fire that brings courage, the fire, the fire, the fire that burns up every fear, every apprehension, fire that consumes everything.